Bye. I hope everyone's having a super amazing doses day. It's me. If you're new to my podcast, hi guys, it's me. My name is Ruby, and you can follow me on Ruby Stones. That's my personal page, and then Your Life Solutions. Shop Your Life Solutions. That's more of my lifestyle page of like what I do and all that good stuff. Today's podcast is going to be about, you know, a fun topic. Me and my best friend love talking about this because it's like we could never, so we don't know how people could ever. A good little haterade. People that drink haterade but in your face they be like, hey boo. So let me tell you something, you as a person, especially if you're doing a lot of things and you're conquering your goals and you're getting things done and you're living your life and whatever it is, and it especially if you're doing this in person, like in real life, not just for Instagram, people will get mad at you. They, what's that saying? They want you to do good, but not better than them. And let me tell you something, that is facts. Okay, that's facts. You know, everyone finds it to be like a competition thing these days, and I just cannot agree with that. I feel as though like I'm winning, you winning on your side. Mind your business, I'll mind mine. No, isn't that how it is? I do appreciate someone with honesty and just, hey, this bothered me, you did that, how can we solve this? If it can't be solvable, then I probably don't give, and you shouldn't either. The other day I ran into somebody and they were with their friends, and she said something about me, and I guess her friend didn't quite agree with that. But it's funny because it's someone that, you know, kind of shows me love or shows me support, quote unquote, and I guess that behind my back they fucking kick me in. And I'm not perfect, but I'm just like, how can you kick my back in out of everyone on this earth? Like me, you're gonna do it. You're gonna be a bad guy to people that don't agree with what you're doing. You're gonna be a bad guy to people who who feel like you're doing better than them. You're gonna be a threat. And it's okay. Don't be discouraged. Don't feel like you're doing something wrong. Don't feel like you're gaining these people on purpose. It's not, you can't change what they feel inside. You can't organize their thoughts and make them believe in what you say and believe in what you do. You can't take that. That's their opinion. So when we get mad at that or when we question that, like, we're questioning the natural part of life. We're questioning basically God, the feelings that he has installed in us. And I'm not telling you that he's sitting here saying it's okay to be jealous or it's okay, but it's a human nature thing. It's natural. It's natural. Now what is not natural is you acting upon it. That's just you being a bitch. So if you feel as though people are winning around you and stuff like that, instead of like rolling your eyes or making faces when other people acknowledge that around you that are your friends, ask, hey, how can I do that? Or, ooh, I wish I could do that. I wonder how it is. Or, well, I wonder if she got this. Or, but just ask. What? You don't have to hate. The reason you are the way you are ain't my fault. That's none of my business. That's you before I was even born. Or that's you when you were born. Like, I have nothing to do with that. Nothing to do with that. So the fact that people, you know, behind your back will be rolling their eyes and acting up, it's fine. It's fine because you can't do everything. You can't do something about everything, if that makes sense. You can't do something about everything. You can't do something about everything. Yeah, like people want to sit here and like, you know, where I'm from, they fight a lot. And they want to like, they want to beef with people and shit. I don't care about that shit. Like, I don't care if you're not paying my bills or hurting my family. Like, we good. Like, I don't need your ass. So for someone to be, you know, killing it with success and killing it with their happiness, and you go right ahead and catch an attitude, or you stank, or you a haterator, that just says a lot about you. It says a lot about what you need in your soul. It says about what you need in your surroundings. You need new friends. You need new people to hang out with and uplift you. You need people that remind you that no matter what people on the sidelines are doing, that you will always continue to be you no matter what happens. I do feel extremely, extremely sad for these spirits that do act upon jealousy, because I have encountered people that, you know, they could admit, oh my God, I feel a little jealous or something, and then they move forward from that, though. Like, they are so much powerful than their emotions and their feelings that you wouldn't even tell that that happened, because they have programmed themselves to be like, okay, stop it, enough, stop feeling like this. You are way, way better than this feeling inside of you. You don't deserve it, and the people that you're, you know, projecting that off don't deserve it either. If you don't know how to do that, your human instinct will freaking drive you crazy. You'll freaking kill somebody. You'll kill your freaking self. And it's sad to see, especially young women against each other, or it's sad to see a young lady or whatever portray something on social media, but then in person be so angry about someone else's life. Listen, make sure you talk to God. Right, make sure that no matter what, you're talking to God and you're praying for clearness. Let him know, hey God, take this feeling away from me. I haven't been, you know, feeling the best. I haven't been projecting the best experience for people. I haven't been you know, happy. I haven't been content in this area. Please God, help me be content, God. Please help me move on from this feeling. Like, it's just, talk to God and he gives you what it is you're looking for. I think that people find it hard to ask God for things. I remember I met somebody where I ran into them, and I used to tell her, like, I don't know what to tell God. Like, I don't know what to talk to him about. And she's like, God, forgive her not wanting to ask you for help, or whatever. God, forgive her for whatever it is. She would say that to me, because she knew that no matter what, he's there for us. That no matter how many times we call out, no matter for him, no matter how many freaking things we go through that we feel like we can't conquer, with him, it is possible. And sometimes it's not the whole point is, like, that we can't see God, and that we can't physically see if he's helping us, whatever. I understand, but keep praying, because that prayer is what's going to keep your bitterness out of you. Your body needs cleansing from bitterness. So if you could catch yourself doing the dumb stuff and saying the dumb things and doing the dumb actions, or with rolling your eyes, or if you feel like you feel some anger or some heat within you when someone else is being successful, I suggest that you pray it out, because something like that is so human-like. It's so organic to do that at times it could feel very hopeless to just come back into the state of, it's fine, they're doing their thing, I'm doing mine, it's fine. It's really hard to come back from that sometimes for some people, and I get it. Just don't let that be you. Don't let that don't portray women support this, women support that, pro woman this, pro woman that, and then you're like bashing every successful woman you know, or bashing someone that you feel as though is doing better than you. Fuck that shit. Beat that feeling. Stop being so humanly triggered. It's not even worth it for our spirit. So fuck that shit. And live your life the way it is right now. Be happy for others, and then that will continue to project upon you, because you're a mirror. You're a mirror of what you're doing. And if you over here hating on the next female, what you think the next female doing to you? And you might say, I don't care, but we need that support. We need each other. We need to mirror the good parts of life for each other. The bad parts are there, but hey, mind your business. Mind your motherfucking business. All right. So with that being said, I love y'all so much. I love that you guys sit here and talk to me and actually communicate. For those who reach out onto Anchor and talk to me through the voice notes, shout out to y'all. I really, really love y'all so much. I appreciate it so much. Your feedback means so much to me. It never goes unnoticed. Even if I don't reply quickly. Like, I promise, like, I'm trying my best. It's just, sometimes it's really overwhelming, but I promise I get to everybody, no matter how long it takes me. I love you so much, and I, you know, if this was valuable, share it with the next person so we can have less haters in the world. Bye. Mwah.